piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And
we're the food guys.
You know, I'm scratching my head, as I often do, wondering why in heaven did we never do anything about peanuts? It's one of these New World foods.
It originated
in Peru, as far as they can tell. That's the oldest example they have, but it was domesticated in Paraguay 5,000 years ago.
I had always been under the impression that peanuts had originated in Africa, but no.
I think the Indians had peanuts around as an integral part of Indian cuisine for so long that they kind of thought that they had originated it. But in fact, they finally decided, well, it came from the Philippines. It got to the Philippines by the Spanish,
right.
You know, and the Spanish had picked it up in Paraguay.
They're legumes.
They're legumes.
And they grow underground.
First, they're on the surface, and they come to a flower. And as the flower withers, then it bends down and begins to insert itself into the ground. And the remnant of the flower becomes actually the peanut.
The peanut, right.
They grow an inch or two under the ground. And the way they're harvested nowadays, a machine comes and picks it up and shakes it and dumps it back down and lets it sit on top of the ground and dry out for 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then they process it from there. But there are basically four different kinds,
right?
Four major cultivars that we know as Spanish, the Runner, Valencia, and Virginia,
right?
They all have a major segment of processing. Runners, for instance, are a major source of peanut butter. Others, like the Virginia and Spanish, are the ones that are eaten as a whole food. Different countries around the world have focused on using one or the other of these major cultivars.
Well, in this country, they're grown pretty much in the southwest and southeast because they need a growing period of 120 to 150 days.
Yeah.
So you have to have warm soil for that.
You have to have a significant amount of water, too.
I was so surprised to learn that the biggest producer of peanuts in the world is China.
They're really big by a huge margin, and yet they didn't actually come to that position until about 2006. And you know what it was? Basically, the government gave up overseeing it and started a program called Household Responsible.
Uh-huh.
That is to say, the farmer now is the person responsible. And the minute they did that, everything went completely out of sight. So they're far and away the largest producer.
I can tell you from the time that I've been in China, there's a very popular appetizer. I always insisted that we have it. Deep fried peanuts.
Yes.
They serve them in a bowl. You couldn't really eat too many of them because you ate them with chopsticks. So you'd have to pick one peanut up at a time.
With your chopstick. Most of the world actually tends to boil peanuts as an initial processing step, whereas in North America, we roast them.
We roast them. Boiled peanuts are very popular as a snack.
Particularly in the Middle East, and there's a number of dishes that come out of Israel.
But even in this country, there are makers of boiled peanuts that actually ship their peanuts out by mail order.
Peanuts, for a long time, they were mostly used as a crop to feed animal.
Mm-hmm.
It was only in about 1930 that peanut butter became widely merchandised. Also, it was heavily used as an oil. Oil is the biggest single thing that they do with peanuts.
But when you look at the cuisines from around the world, you find there's tremendous variety in how they actually serve peanuts. One of the recipes I read called for sautéing peanuts so that they became toasty with hot peppers,
yes,
which of course I know you love, and with garlic,
yeah,
and maybe some basil, and then using that as a topping for boiled potatoes so that you're using this incredibly fragrant and very flavorful peanut sauce to flavor this very bland boiled potato.
Those ají sauces, they originated in South America, and they're still a dominant feature of South American cuisine. That's a heavy thing. The oil, it's a great oil. It has a very high smoke point,
right,
which makes it valuable. It also has a feature, it does not become rancid very readily. Just leaving it stoppered, let's say, means that it's going to be quite stable for long periods of time.
Right.
That's very, very important.
I've also heard about, but I've not seen it, peanut flour.
Yeah. It was very early developed, long before peanut butter, for instance. They made peanut butter originally in the guy who patented it was a Canadian, and he had peanut flour available, and he made it into a paste.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many uses to peanuts. It's a good thing that we finally turned our attention to it, and we'll be turning it to it because we'll have a subsequent show about peanut butter.
Yes.
So be sure and come back for
The Food Guys. Da 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 da